Welcome to Attached, a platform for adding breadth and depth to everyday living. I'm Yaakov Danishevsky, and this particular series is called Living with the Times, Chassidus to enhance our experience of the time period in the Jewish calendar.
Rav Huntner has a beautiful teaching in Pachad Yitzchak where he talks about the Parak of Tehillim that is titled Mizmor Shir LeYom HaShabbos, that this is the song of the day of Shabbos. And he points out that it's so interesting that if you look through the rest of this Parak of Tehillim, it never mentions Shabbos even one more time, not explicitly. And even implicitly, in terms of the themes of what the Parak is about, they don't seem to revolve around anything that, at least on the surface, would catch your attention as being something that has to do with Shabbos. Instead, the themes of the Parak are about how infinite and incomprehensible and beyond us the calculations are that Hashem makes in order to govern the world properly, to distribute an appropriate justice to the tzaddikim, to the righteous, and to Rishayim, and to those who are not righteous. And that it is so far beyond our ability to understand how Hashem makes these judgments and makes these decisions, and how we can never understand these things, but they are happening, they are going on. Hashem is doing that, and it is taking place. What does that have to do with Shabbos? Why is that the song of Shabbos? Not just that it has to do with Shabbos, but it is titled the song of Shabbos. This is somehow what Shabbos is about. And if Huntner explains so beautifully that the idea is that during the Sheish Yisimei HaMaisa, the 6 days of work, of our efforts and our creative capacity in this world, when we are charged and we are tasked to take responsibility and to be accountable for the world, that the world is in our hands to some degree and in some way. A person could make the mistake to fall into a mindset where that responsibility and that reality becomes the entirety of reality. And during those 6 days of work, a person could think that the outcome of what takes place in this world and how people get what they get and don't get what they don't get, that that's in the hands of human beings. It's in the hands of our choices, and it's also sometimes in the hands of chance, of coincidence, of happenstance. So comes Shabbos and says, we put all of that down. Literally, we put down the work, and in our minds, we put down that mindset, we rest it, we give it rest, so that we can access and we can experience the knowledge and the awareness that in the end of the day, beyond our choices, beyond what we do, beyond our responsibility, Hashem is running the world. And Hashem has his ways of making sure that justice is meted out, and that those who need to get rewarded, get rewarded, and those who need to be punished, get punished, and that justice takes place. And that's the ultimate menucha of Shabbos, that at the end of the day, no matter what we do, what needs to take place in this world is going to take place in this world, that Hashem has his ways of running the world, and those ways are far beyond anything that we can comprehend. That ability to say, yes, I have responsibility in this world, but if I only think about it through the perspective of my responsibility, it can be incredibly overwhelming. And if I only think about it from the perspective of chance, then it can be incredibly depressing. And Shabbos comes and says, it's not just your responsibility, and it's certainly not chance. There's an infinite being, all-powerful, all-knowing, all-good, that is beyond our comprehension, that is holding up the entire world, that's giving all of the world its existence and its direction at every moment. And with that, you can take a deep breath, and you can enter in to a profound reality of the Menucha of Shabbos, and that is the song of Shabbos. I think perhaps this idea from Rav Huntner can also be a very important and relevant perspective as we approach Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment, Rosh Hashanah. Usually we think about Yom HaDin and this time period of judgment from the perspective of Hashem judging my actions individually and weighing my schar va'onesh, my reward and punishment, what I've done well, what I haven't done well. And of course, there's a lot of truth to that. It's an important perspective to have. And there's an element of pachad and yira, fear and awe that comes from having that perspective. And that's important. But there's another aspect of Yom HaDin, which is the recognition that Melech Malchei Hamlachim, the King of all kings, the master of the world, is running the show. It's Yom HaDin. He has it. He's holding it. He's taking care of it. He is meeting out, appropriating, distributing everyone what they need. He is making sure that justice is taking place, that reward and punishment are taking place. And we can't always see it, we can't always understand it. And that perspective of Yom HaDin, that perspective of judgment, can sometimes alleviate a little bit of the anxieties, a little bit of the resentments, a little bit of the overwhelming feelings that sometimes it can feel like to be a human alive in this very crazy world. That perspective of Yom HaDin, I think, complements the first perspective of the Pachad and the Yirah that come. And that duality is so important, that on the one hand, we're being judged in a sense that we have responsibility and there's a sense in which we are accountable. And at the same time, Yom HaDin means that the real din, the real distribution of what needs to take place is so beyond anything that has to do with our particular minute little actions and our particular minute little thoughts or what we think might be going on. And so with that duality, both of Pachad and of Yira, as well as Menucha and Yishuv Hadas, and the understanding that Ishbar lo yedoch, zil lo yavin ezos, it's ma'odam kumachshav osecha Hashem, it's beyond us, and we can sit back, and we can have some Menucha, and we can stand up and say, Hashem is the Melech, Hashem is the King, and it's all being taken care of.
Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.